message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
But Jesus never fails. Somebody give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. That is where our boast in. That is our confidence that he never fails. Somebody shout, Jesus never fails. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Greet your neighbors to your left and to your right. And be seated in the presence of the God that never fails. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate our worship team. Let's appreciate our worship team. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when I was teaching them this song over the weekend, I didn't know it would come out like this. I didn't know it would come out like this. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now lie, you are not teach them anything. Glory to God. There's an anointing over the house already. There's an anointing of joy. Joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. You are under the sound of my voice this morning and the enemy is terrorizing you. I command that enemy to leave. Receive the joy of Jehovah in the name of Jesus. Every demonic thought, every depressing thought tormenting you, by the authority in the name of Jesus, receive joy. Receive joy. Receive joy in the name of Jesus. For in his kingdom, joy is part of the package. Glory to God Almighty. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God Almighty. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank all our care group leaders, care group coordinators, care group deacons. If you are here, just stand. Let's appreciate you. Care group leaders, care group deacons, care group coordinators. Church, please help me. Help me. Help me appreciate them. Help me appreciate them. Help me appreciate them. Help me appreciate them. Care group leaders, care group coordinators, care group deacons. God bless you. God bless you. You are not clapping like you are grateful. These are the real pastors in our church. These are the real pastors in our church. God bless you. You may please be seated. They turned out in their numbers yesterday. We had a wonderful retreat here yesterday. We had a retreat for care group, the care group system. Thank you. Thank you. I said that to say that if you are not in a care group yet, if you have not been attending, if you got discouraged and you stopped attending, this is the time to go back. Our care groups will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also yesterday, something great happened. We started the special DTS, very special DTS. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. It's a DTS for very young urban professionals only. Young people who love the Lord. And so if you are not in our DTS yet, we have a lot of bouquet, just plenty. Just choose one. Just choose one. We have for everybody. Praise the Lord. We have made it impossible for anybody to have an excuse not to be in our DTS. It's not possible. You are busy. We are ready for you. You are always not in Abuja. We have something for you. You like deep word, Greek and Hebrew. We have something for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. The church of God is marching on, and the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail. Are you following Jesus? And are you fishing for man? If you are following Jesus and fishing for men, appreciate God. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. It will be sweet this morning. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Glory to God. By the mercies of God, God spoke to us clearly through the angel over the house, our senior pastor. From the crossover, she's been doing a great job of telling us the mind of Christ. And for us, the mind of Christ is to know Jesus and to follow him. And then to fish for men, other men to come and follow him. So that those other men, after following him, will know him well and go and get other men to come and follow him. So this year and beyond, it will not stop this year and beyond. We are following Jesus and we are fishing for men. But you can't follow somebody you do not know. So our plan is to make sure that every member of Family Worship Center knows Jesus personally. I have a friend, he's not here this morning, but every time he calls me to thank the leadership of the church, he's thanking us for a message we did like 5-6 years ago, knowing God for yourself. He said that message, I'm still playing it in the car up to today. He keeps thanking us, knowing Jesus for yourself, because it delivered him. I pray that this year you will know Jesus for yourself in Jesus' name. So there's going to be a lot of Bible readings this year. And there's going to be a deep, deep teaching in all our services. So get a notebook, get a pen. Don't sit near people who distract. Run away from them. Sit where you'll not be distracted. Because this year you will know Jesus. And those who know Jesus will know God. And those who know God will be strong. And they will do exploit. You need to be strong in this season. Say, I need to be strong. So Matthew chapter 1, we're going to read the whole chapter. Glory to God. There are some difficult names there. And most of you will not read this portion of scripture. So you must read it today. We hate to read this part. Most of us think it's boring, but it's not boring. And you will see at the end of today. If you are there, say, I am there. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Matthew 1, 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Underline Jesus, underline Christ. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. In other words, the book of the family tree of Jesus Christ. The son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Aminadab. Aminadab begot Nashon. Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. We serve a God who does not conceal truths and is not ashamed of the past. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. And Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers. About the time they were carried away to Babylon. And even though they were carried away and their program was destructed, it did not disrupt the plan of God. Something has carried you from your original position. I want you to know that the plan of God for your life is still intact. Somebody say amen. Amen. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim. Eliakim begot Ezor. Ezor begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was Jesus, underline Jesus, who is called Christ, underline Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ, underline the Christ, are 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ, underline Jesus Christ, was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, underline Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins, no matter how many the sins are. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, underline Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel commanded him and took his wife and took to him his wife and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Underline Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach you with humility, with open hearts and a yielded spirit. This morning, speak to us. Our hearts are good ground. Your words will not be stolen. Instead, they will bear fruit and make us better. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of the genealogy of Jesus. But our focus is not on the genealogy. Our focus is on Jesus. So a few quick things about the genealogy of Jesus. You can see how God kept the record of everybody that was involved. Papa, mama, papa, mama, papa, mama. Until Jesus came to the scene. Including those ones that if it was written by us, we will not put their name in the record. And so what can we get from the genealogy? What can we get? God keeps records. God keeps record. Number two, God's records are precise and truth. God keeps record. His records are precise and truth because his records are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Number three, family is important. Family is important. You are here, you have pushed away your family. Go rally them round. Families may not be perfect, but families are important. It is actually hard to find any family that is perfect, but families are important. What can we learn from the genealogy? In the genealogy, we see that every man, every woman has equal access to the redemptive plan of God. What else can we see? In the genealogy, we can see that women are important too. Hear me, African man. Women are important too. So God makes sure women were mentioned. And not even women with the best of records, but they were mentioned. What else can we learn from the genealogy? God always keeps his promises, no matter how long it will take. What else can we learn from the genealogy? God's wisdom has been at work from the very, very, very foundations of the earth. His wisdom has been at work, and his wisdom is still here. And Jesus is the fountain of wisdom. So let's come down and focus on Jesus. The book of the genealogy of Jesus the Christ. The book of the genealogy of Jesus the Christ. It says, the woman shall bear a son. His name shall be Jesus. So what about Jesus? The first thing about Jesus is that Jesus was fully God and fully human. Fully God. Fully human, was born of Mary but conceived of the Spirit. They did not know Mary. The husband did not know her before Jesus came. Born of Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was fully God, fully human. Theologians will call that hypostatic union. Fully God, fully human. Fully God, fully human. Fully human, so he can be sympathized or sympathetic to us, so that he can dwell with us, so that he can understand us. Jesus was fully man, fully human. So when you are Christ, don't know that Jesus understands. When you are crying, know that Jesus understands. When you are feeling pain, know that Jesus understands, because he was fully God and fully human. He was hungry too. So if you are hungry, know that Jesus was fully God, was fully human. Fully God, because in Genesis 3:15, it was said that he was the seed of the woman. A woman will naturally not have a seed. It's the seed of the man that produces children. But the seed of the woman. Fully God, fully human. Thank you. Thank you. What else can we say today? Jesus is who he claimed he was. He was not a liar. Jesus, don't let no philosopher, don't let no religion tell you otherwise. Jesus is who he claimed he was. Jesus is who he claimed he was. The Pharisees can pretend, but Jesus is who he says he is. The prophet that was respected, the baptizer, John the Baptist, John 1, 29 says, behold, look at him, the Lamb of God that takes away sin. After he was baptized, coming out of the water, God himself says, behold, my son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus was who he claimed he was. In John 1, 45, Philip told Nathanael, we have found him that Moses spoke about that will come. Jesus was who he said, I am. Before the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees, when they were about to crucify, they said, tell us, who are you? Are you the Christ? He said, you have spoken well. You have spoken well. Jesus was who he said he was. The centurion that was standing there as he gave up the ghost said, indeed, this man truly. That's an unbeliever. He said, with what we have seen today, what we have seen in the last 1 week, the Passion Week, indeed, this man is the Son of God. Jesus was who he said he was. But these are the three places I'm going to focus. Are you ready? He says, the genealogy of Jesus the Christ. So who is Jesus? What is Jesus? Jesus there means Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is salvation, or Jehovah saves. So he appeared to Joseph and said, you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. So Jesus is our Savior. Say, Jesus is my Savior. So he has saved us and will continue to save us. And those who are not saved today, he is willing to save you right at the end of this service, because he came to save people from their sins. Why? Because all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. So somebody had to come and be a savior. Jesus is our savior. Without him, you will perish. Jesus is our savior. Somebody say, Jesus is our savior. It means that name, Jesus, means Jehovah save. It means salvation. It means Yahweh is salvation. Can I tell you the deeper meaning? It means to rescue. It means to deliver. Are you in a place needing rescue? Jesus is the rescuer. Are you in a place needing deliverance? The prophet is not the deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. The man of God in the forest is not the deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. The baba lao, the mama lao, the uncle lao, they are not deliverers. Jesus is the deliverer. And so if you have Jesus, you have the deliverer. All you need is go to him. Somebody said, Jesus is my deliverer. And then it means to save. Save from what? Sin. What is sin? Anything in your life that falls below the mark, Jesus has come to redeem. Jesus is our Savior. Somebody say, Jesus is our Savior. So it's the genealogy of our Savior. You shall call his name Jesus. That is what the angel told Joseph in the dream. Another angel appeared to Mary and said, you shall call his name Jesus. Salvation. Somebody say, I have salvation. Say, I have salvation. Say, I have rescue. Say, I have deliverance. In the name of Jesus. What else is Jesus? Jesus the Christ. The genealogy of Jesus the Christ. Brother Caleb, the Christ is not his surname. The Christ is his title. Is his office. The Christ means the Messiah. The entire Old Testament was talking in expectation. But in the New Testament, we saw him appear on the scene. The Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. So Jesus is the anointed one. Jesus is the Messiah. What does it mean to be anointed? In what was he anointed into? Jesus was anointed into the office of a prophet. Jesus was anointed into the prophet of the office of a priest. And Jesus was anointed into the office of the king. Do you say he was anointed into the office of the prophet? Yes, he himself said, a prophet has no honor except. When he healed the blind man and left, they caught the blind man to one corner and said, who healed you? Tell us. He said, he said he's a prophet. When he went to the woman at the well and finished with the woman. The woman ran to the town. He said, I have found a man. I perceive he's a prophet. How do you know he's a prophet? Every prophet, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all of them will come and say, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. When he appeared, you have heard it was said. I say. You have heard it was said, but I say. You have heard it was said, but I say. Jesus was anointed into the office of a prophet. So if you are in Christ and you need the anointing of a prophet to work for you, you don't need to go to prophets. Go to Jesus. Jesus was anointed into the office of a priest. Who is a priest? A mediator between God and man. He said, the man Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Yes, you may need teachers. Yes, you may need pastors. But when it comes to it, there's a mediator between you and God. His name is Jesus. Just go straight to him. Just go straight to him. You can go straight to him in your bedroom. You can go straight to him in your car. You can go straight to him in the police station. You can go straight to him on the hospital bed. Why? Jesus is our mediator. He's our mediator. He was anointed into the office of a priest. So stand between us and God. I want you to know that if you're a child of God, God doesn't see you. God sees you in Jesus. Somebody give God praise. He was anointed into the office of the king. But he's not just a king. He is the king of kings. Are you under the oppression of any king, any authority? Go to Jesus. So Jesus is the anointed one. Anointed into the office of the priest. Anointed into the office of the prophet. Anointed into the office of the king. So we have the kingly anointing. We have the priestly anointing. And we have the prophet anointing. All in one. His name is Jesus. And you know what? If you are his child, he is in you. That means those three anointings are resident in you. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Look at this time. Look at this time. Jesus is Emmanuel. I told you to underline it. Emmanuel. What does that mean? They interpreted it there. God with us. Sometimes you go through stuff and you think you've been abandoned. And sometimes truly, truly, physical human beings will leave you alone, which is okay. They don't have the capacity. Have you noticed that when people take ill, the first week, 100 people go to the hospital. The second week, 50. By the third week, 2. After that, it's either the wife or the children or the pastor that lost them. Why? Because men will leave you. But Jesus is Emmanuel. He will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You are alone on that bed, he is your helper. It looks like you are alone in that marriage, he is your helper. Everybody has ganged around you in that office, he is your helper. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is the anointed one. Jesus is with us. So what has he done for us? He gave us his salvation. Somebody say, I have salvation. What has he given to us? He gave us his anointing. Somebody say, I am anointed. All this come for anointing service is good. But if you have Jesus, you are already anointed. You are already anointed. You are already anointed. Somebody say, I am anointed. And what will that anointing do? That anointing is supposed to lift bodies and destroy yokes. You have the authority to lift up every burden around you and destroy every yoke. Why? As he is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So he gave us salvation. He gave us the anointing. And he gave us his presence. What are we looking for again? Somebody say, we have everything. So as we read Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. Church, all I came to say this morning is that Jesus is salvation. Yahweh saves. If you are going through anything, all you need to do is, Father, save me. And you have salvation. He came to save his people from their sins. Plural. All kinds of sins. He saves from it. But you must be humble to say, Father, save me. He came as the anointed one. The priestly anointing, the prophet's anointing, the kingly anointing, all in one. And he gave it to us. You need any of those anointing to lift up your bodies and destroy yokes, go to Jesus. And then he came as Emmanuel. He is with you. He is with you. And if he is for us, what can men do to us? If he is with us, what can evil do to us? Some wise people say, one with God is... Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Listen carefully. This is where we are going to round up before we pray. That's why I stopped, so that we can pray for 5 minutes. I said you are saved, if you are saved, if you are in Christ. He's your salvation. I said you are anointed. You already have the anointing. Is that not what I said? And then I said his presence is with us. But how do you release this anointing? How do you release this anointing that Christ has become to us? How do you release it? It's simple. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Who is the Son of God? Christ. Who loved me. Who loved me? Not the one that is deciding to love me. He already loved me while we were yet sinners. And gave himself for me. Let me substitute a few words. I have been crucified with the anointing and the anointed one. It is no longer I who live, but the anointing lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the anointing who loved me and gave himself for me. How do we release this anointing? Die to self. It's time to die to self. It's time to die to intellect. It's time to die to the things, the crutches we are holding on to. What we think we have, what we think we know, it's time to die to them. If any man will come and say, I have died, I live only, I rest in Christ, the anointing will begin to flow. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Start with thanking him. He gave you salvation. He gave you the anointing. He gave you his presence. He gave you the anointing. He gave you his presence. He gave you salvation. I like the order in which they came. Jesus, salvation. Christ, anointing. Emmanuel, presence. I have given you salvation and I'm with you. Therefore, nothing can take your salvation because I am with you. I have given you the anointing and I am with you. I will not abandon you. Therefore, nothing can take away the anointing. And I am with you through. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. What are we praying for now? Father, help me to crucify my flesh. Not to depend on my bank account. Not to depend on the knowledge that I have. Not to depend on my Harvard certificate. Not to depend on my connections. That is what we are praying for. Why? Jesus is all we need. Jesus is at the center of it all. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And this year we will know him, follow him, and fish for men to come and know him. I die to flesh. I lean into Jesus. I lean into the anointing. I lean into the anointing. I lean into the anointing. Once you die to self, the anointing will begin to flow without measure. Once you die to self, once you die to self, listen carefully, listen carefully. I'll add this one, I'll add this one, I'll add this one. It just came from nowhere. Oh, it came from heaven. Listen, you are not leaning on the number of days you have fasted. It is good to pray, but you are not leaning on the hours that you have prayed. You are leaning on Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice. There are things that the righteous do. Those are the things we do. The righteous prays. The righteous goes to church. The righteous reads the Bible. The righteous fast. But we are not leaning on those things. We are leaning on the sacrifice of Jesus. Anytime we lean on those things, we are saying we paid the price. You can't pay the price. When the patriarch said they could pay the price, he said, okay, you want to pay the price? Take it. About 650 laws. Just keep it. Make sure you don't break one, because if you break one, you break all. They realized they couldn't pay the price. But Jesus paid it and said it is finished. What do we do now? We believe in the price. And that is why dying to self releases the anointing. Are you still praying? You want to see the anointing of God flow through you? Calculations are good, but bring your calculations under the authority of Jesus. Bring all your wisdom under the wisdom of Jesus. Bring all your plans. The horse is prepared for battle, but victory belongs to Jesus. Bring all your preparation to Jesus. Give him praise and be seated. Give him praise and be seated. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen carefully. I'm going to make a special call. You want salvation. You want the anointing. You want his presence. You want Jesus. You want Christ. You want Emmanuel. You are not sure you have all of this. You are not sure to the degree which you have all of this. It's for free. No charge. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Please close your eyes. Bow your head and be praying in the spirit. My brothers and sisters, listen to me. Today is a very special day for you. A very special day for you. You say, I want salvation. Remember what I said about salvation. You want rescue. You are in a situation right now, you need rescue. And then you need rescue from the ultimate trouble, death, eternal death. You need rescue. Now, you need deliverance. You don't know what is worrying you, but from where you came from, nobody has graduated. From where you came from, before they turn 50, they die. From where you came from, no matter how much money they make, they can't find it. From where you came from, they can't laugh for long. When they begin to laugh, something bad will happen. You need deliverance. You need rescue. You need deliverance. You need salvation. And then you say, I need the anointing. What is the anointing? It's the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. You say, I want it resident in my life so that any burden that comes, any yoke that comes will be lifted and destroyed. And then you need his presence. You need his presence. There's a story I've told in this church, and I'll say it again this morning because the Holy Spirit just reminded me. His presence. When we were in the university, I think in my 300 level, my campus became very hot. Became very hot. So you needed to have certain friends to survive. They must be in a good cult. They must have guns in the pocket in the hostel room. There must be gun in one of the pockets in the wardrobe. And then you must have somebody who is physically fit. God gave me two young men. These guys were black belters, taekwondo. I won't call their name again this morning. And so anytime they give me their presence, we go out comfortable. Anytime they give me their presence, there's no party we will not go because we will not be afraid. We have a gun in one of the pockets. We have two black belts as taekwondo. They have a kick they call the apoligi. They stand right in front of you and their leg goes up and scratches you from here down. Nobody stands it. You must collapse. I have two of them. He gives you his salvation. He gives you his anointing. And then he goes with you. What will you be afraid of? So every time we go out on the street with those two young men, I'm bolding. So I'm making a call. You want salvation. You want anointing. You want his presence. The Bible says at his presence, the mountains keep like lambs. At his presence, the water parted. You want his presence. Lift up your hands, I'll pray with you. It's a special day. You say, I want salvation. I want his anointing. I want his presence. Thank you. Lift it up properly. Be bold. Because what will come upon you today, in 6 months, there will be a change, a turnaround. People will begin to wonder what happened to you. It's Jesus. You will tell them it's Jesus. Lift it up boldly. Lift it up boldly. Any of them, maybe you don't need the three. You need the anointing. You need the salvation. You need his presence. I will never leave you. nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You need help. You need any kind of help. Stand on your feet if your hand is raised, or if you are considering to raise your hand. Stand on your feet. Let me see you boldly. Stand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be bold about it. Something good will happen to you this morning. I know it. I know it. I want to ask for another bolting. Bolting. I want you to take your Bible. Remember to pick your phone. Come here. Let me pray with you at close range. Come here. Pick your Bible. Pick your Bible. Pick your Bible. You need salvation. You need rescue. You need the anointing. You need His presence. Jesus is all of them rolled in one. Jesus is all of them rolled in one. And listen carefully. Today He will move into your heart by His Spirit and begin to walk with you.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.